Good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So hope you're keeping well. Good to have you with us as always. Let's get straight into it this morning. We've got a bit of a, I suppose, uninspiring market dynamic, a bit bland. It's a bit sort of grinding or a bit of sideways moving patterns pretty much across the board. We are keeping a very close eye on the news events that are coming down the track. There's going to be a catalyst for the next round of trades, it would seem. And that catalyst would be two things today. ADP, US job numbers, and Jerome Powell. So that could be the next catalyst behind these markets. We're still in... We got into two trades last week and we're still in one of them. We were very close to actually booking in profit overnight. I think we were just two pips away. So, yeah, but they're not really doing an awful lot. So that just means we don't really have the opportunity to cherry pick some additional opportunities. Yesterday was a bit of a, unfortunately, a bit of a nothing day for us. So let's see if today is slightly different. We don't always get high probability trades, trading opportunities every day. You know, some days we are actively passive and we'll sit in our hands if we don't quite. We're getting a lot of sideways moving price action. It doesn't really sort of excite us to want to get into trades like that. So we can comfortably sit in our hands, be patient and wait for slightly better opportunities to come our way. So all profit, as a quick introduction, then all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit those markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology. All very important features of trading markets, not just about your strategy. You know, it's about other things like your risk management approach and your trading psychology, not just individually, but from a market perspective as well. So they can be in a period of indecision like we're currently experiencing. So you need to take that into account. Not all markets are the same all the time. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. For that, we bring up Forex Factory. So, a pretty bland week. There's a lot of geopolitical turmoil, certainly in Europe with the French economy. We'll be getting a bit of an update on that again today. So, Monday was pretty quiet. We had better than expected ISM manufacturing numbers, mildly better, still contracting, but not as much as it was. We've got Swiss inflation coming in pretty flat, minus 0.1%. And yesterday we had the first of four US job numbers, which is job openings, coming in actually above expectations. So what's interesting is the previous number was revised down. So last month's number was revised down, but this number was revised up. So we are probably around the 7.7 level on average, perhaps over the last 5 or 6 months. So what does that say about the jobs market? It's still fairly strong. There's still a large amount of number of jobs being advertised in the US, enough for more than one job available for every unemployed person still. So that is still quite a positive jobs market for now. So today, we started to see significant weakness in the Australian dollar due to GDP quarter on quarter coming in significantly lower than expected. As a result, we've seen the Aussie dollar weaken quite considerably. Now, it's all eyes are really on today's ADP numbers. We'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde as well. We've got final services PMI numbers, which are looking quite positive. We've got a strong US economy, of course. And the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, will be due to speak at a paneled discussion, a moderated discussion at the New York Times Deal Book Summit. Audience questions expected. So he's a very savvy talker. I don't think he'll say something he shouldn't unnecessarily, unless he has a particular bias. Now, most of the last year, he was remarkably dovish, not really too sure why, apart from pumping the equity markets. And, you know, will he sort of maintain his dovish stance, or will he say, look, there's a lot of things coming down the tracks and we need to be cautious, and we'll have a look at the dynamics of the market's expectation around rate cuts and see if that changes. At the minute, we're expecting a 25 basis point rate cut on the 18th of December. We'll see now with the jobs numbers and with Jerome Powell this evening that that could very, very well change. So that's really our focus. You've also got crude oil inventories in there. There's an expectation that we'll get a negative figure, which would be mildly positive for crude oil inventories. We'll see how negative it becomes. So it's kind of a counterintuitive news event, that one. And tomorrow, we will have OPEC JMMC meetings. So this is the postponed meeting from last weekend. We're now going to see if there's any resolution around this supply dynamic for OPEC. So we do have some important news events. And don't forget, non-farm payroll on Friday is the big one. So we're sort of seeing how these news events are playing out in the build-up to that non-farm payroll number. Okay, that's just a little overview of the news. If we just look at bond yields, the two-year is kind of in a bit of a sideways pattern, somewhere around these current levels, 4.18. We've rolled over from 4.36, so we've rolled over 18 basis points. Now that can come back strong, but if you're looking for indecision in the equity markets and you're potentially sort of wondering why that's the case, is because we've got indecision pretty much across the board. So 2 year, 10 year, both broadly indecisive. We're pulling back a little bit in the 10 year. But the two-year is remaining flat, and it has been for the last couple of days. So you wouldn't be too surprised about this market dynamic if you know that there's sort of very little news over the course of a few days. So we'll just have a quick overview of these markets. So we've got the S&P 500 just grinding higher. The only trade here is a buy trade, and you just got to get in it and sit in it. But you are buying all-time highs. There's no kind of other alternative in that. Other markets are not so, I suppose, they're not as bullish as the S&P 500, like the Dow Jones. We're in a 2, 4, 6, 7 day little sideways moving pattern at all-time highs. So the question is, you know, if we break out above, there's a buying opportunity. If we roll over to the downside, below 44,417, there's a potential sell trade. Crude oil, you can see, if we'd have a look at crude oil, there's the potential for a bit of resistance around these sorts of prices. So we have been looking for a sell trade, but if we zoom out just a little bit and I get this up on screen, you can see we're in a pretty strong sideways moving market from the 14th of December, and we are now, what are we, the 4th of December now. So for the last 2.5 weeks potentially, we're really just treading water as far as crude oil. It's got quite a few things to digest. We're just above and below this little central line, around the $70 level. That's pretty much the price of note for now. So unless we get a break in this market, there's probably very little we really want to be doing. So we can remove that from our kind of watch list, really. Gold, just to comment on it, Gold is clearly in an indecisive phase. Again, 2, 4, 6 days, maybe 7 days. We'll be watching the dollar very carefully. Because we've got an indecisive dollar, we've pretty much got an indecisive gold market. They're negatively correlated. So if you get some strength in the dollar, probably expect a little bit of short-term weakness in gold. If you get weakness in the dollar, probably expect some short-term upside. So we're in a bit of a holding pattern, very similar to what we're seeing, you know, across other markets like the euro dollar. If we just zoom out, we'll have a look at these. So this is just a bit of a messy, there's not too much clarity, and really quite surprised that the euro has held the way that it has, with some of the difficulties that are coming down the track for Europe. Not just the French economy, the German economy as well is in trouble. We've got tariffs coming down the tracks, which the ECB are undoubtedly probably quite concerned about. And what does that mean for prices across the Eurozone and jobs? And does it have, you know, a significant impact? I'm sure it will do. And it'll have an impact on inflation as well. Another thing to keep in mind. And that means central banks will really struggle to cut rates across the board. So we could be entering quite a difficult dynamic now over the next year. This year has been somewhat of a bit of a surprise. Next year could be a little bit more challenging, a little bit more difficult for markets. But let's see, as always, we take short-term trades or investments over a short period of time, intraday often, where we might hold on to them for a day or two, depending on the setup. So we can go with market dynamics to the upside if it turns quite bullish. If it turns bearish, we can obviously have the flexibility to sell pretty quickly as well. So just a big question mark over many of these dollar pairs. And that's really the takeaway. Our expectation was that we'd get a bit of a further move to the downside for the pound. And it's just being held up. It's not really doing anything. Same with the... with the dollar yen. You know, this is day three of really a lot of sideways price action. Now, we might get a bit of dollar strength today. That's what we're looking at, is a bit of dollar strength. And will we see some further strength? Well, we're seeing it against the Aussie dollar, and the New Zealand dollar is following suit as well. The problem is you could just simply do that to it, and we're in a clearly defined little sideways moving pattern again over the last couple of weeks. So not the most generous of markets, probably not markets to be ultra aggressive with right now. So we need to take these conditions into account. Bit of a bounce potentially for the euro and the pound against the yen. There's a short-term little technical little bounce here, which we could have a look at. You see, we'd be reluctant to just throw a few trades into these markets unless we get quite a decent sort of setup, and we're quite comfortable with the decision. It's when you're not comfortable with the decision is when trading could become a little bit challenging, because you're going against your better judgment almost. And try to avoid doing that. There's a strong sideways moving pattern for crude oil and gold as well. So indices really bullish for the S&P and the NASDAQ. At what point will it just... Well, we're kind of grinding higher in those markets. The only trade is pretty much buying all-time highs, which is a trade that it is open to our traders. We would like to get in on a bit of a pullback, but that trade is really non-existent. So the German market is one of these very impressive moves. We're at new all-time highs. The German economy is struggling. And yet we've got this asset rally, which is nothing but impressive, really. Trying to track these US indices. Okay, so really significant period for asset prices. We're seeing those indices continue to rally. Big question mark over the dollar. Bit of a question mark over the yen. Crude oil, gold, big question mark. Dow Jones, Nikkei, the CAC, question marks. It's just the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the DAX, which are, you have to buy at all-time heights. So so we'll get a little bit of a bounce against the yen. We could have a look at the yen. Okay, so look, we're going to put that together then into our trade plan for the session. Thanks for joining us, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you. We'll be live now in just a couple of minutes. So mild risk on market conditions. We don't really have much catalyst for market moves. So mild US dollar strength again. Potential dollar strength. Potential dollar strength. Yes. So let's have a look at yen weakness short term. Crude oil, that sell below that $68 level has evaporated now. So keep options open. Markets are still awaiting next catalyst. All right. So is there anything else for us to look at? Not really. Okay, so let's see if we can perhaps looking at markets like the yen might be worth doing maybe over the course of the morning. So on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll post our trade plan into the chat box for you. So do have a look at that. So we've got a mild risk on market condition as things currently stand, with equities rallying, bond yields doing nothing, the dollar really doing nothing, gold and oil pretty much doing nothing, are certainly not setting up as we would like to trade them. And there's the potential for a little bit of yen weakness. Be careful with the yen weakness, because we've got a BOJ that are sort of getting ready to start to raise rates, it seems. So it's a short-term yen weakness trade. And do keep options open. That's important right now. Markets are still clearly awaiting the next catalyst. So hopefully that gives you a bit of context for the day. Any trading in our suggestion right now, unless the dynamics shift quite considerably, would be reduced trade size would be a good strategy. Market narratives, there's not that much clarity with these narratives right now because of the sideways moving nature of these markets. So bear that in mind. Any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms to the European Live Trade Room now. If you want to join us for that, you're very, very welcome. And if you are interested in learning how to trade, just go to thelivetrader.com and feel free to connect with us through the website. Thanks so much as always, guys. Take care of yourselves, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.